I have a memory from several years ago when Tanya and I had just started dating that I've been wanting to share with you. I was going through some life transitions. Some people call this being in your 20s. And I was working in my chosen field of youth ministry at one of the most progressive and well-known churches in Toronto. I was doing well in my master's degree, freelance editing a cookbook, and was seeing not one but two different therapists to address my increasing dissatisfaction with the church and with my life. Since I'd found one of the modalities particularly engaging, I'd also decided to pursue a postgraduate certificate in Gestalt psychotherapy. Because, why not? That afternoon, only a couple of hours before my date with Tanya, I'd found a website into which I did a deep dive. It was for a support group called Underachievers Anonymous. From what I could tell, the group very much functioned like AA. Members gathered anonymously in church basements to discuss all the ways in which they were not living up to their potential. They found themselves underemployed or in jobs that failed to challenge them. They found themselves lacking loving relationships, sabotaging friendships, afraid to take risks, and in general, unable to achieve or go after what they knew was meant for them. These were my people. It felt like I'd found the answer to a question I didn't even know I was asking. Now, only a few hours later, I found myself nervous to tell my still very new girlfriend about my discovery. As we biked along the street, she biked ahead of me, using stoplights as a chance to look back and chat. We paused at a red light, and she asked me how my day was. "Fine," I replied. She probed further, which was usually sweet, but only really made me feel more defensive this time around. Finally, I caved. "I think I found a support group I want to check out." "Cool," Tanya responded nonchalantly. "What's it called?" "Underachievers Anonymous," I said as the light switched back to green. I lifted my foot from the curb and got ready to get pedaling again. Tanya didn't budge. "Huh?" She looked back at me with a smirk. Are you sure you don't mean Overachievers Anonymous?" "No, stop making jokes. I'm trying to tell you something serious." I felt my voice strain. Tanya's shoulders began to shake, and soon enough her quickly reddening face was in her hands. She was laughing uncontrollably. Large alligator tears began to stream down each side of her round face. I just stood there silently in shock. Tanya composed herself enough to speak. "Barbara, you have a job. Are pursuing two separate postgraduate degrees, working freelance on the side, and doubling down on the personal growth. If you're an underachiever, then I honestly have no idea what hope there is for the rest of us." I was both offended and comforted by her comment. See, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to make something of myself. I charged ahead because I was afraid that I didn't have what it takes, not really. So I pushed on, constantly trying to improve, to become. I wanted to prove myself to myself. I don't know what you're thinking as you're reading this or listening to this. I don't know if you noticed yourself laughing with Tanya or if you're nodding along with me. If there's an uncomfortable twinge of self-recognition sitting in your throat or anger just under the surface. From the outside, I know I didn't look like an underachiever, but inside, I was convinced of not really being enough. Not because I wasn't enough. Cognitively, I knew that every single person is worthy enough just as they are, including me. But there was a deeper truth, too, something I carried in my bones like a secret. I was living a life in stark contrast to who I knew I wanted to be, to what I knew would make me happy. Nowadays, when I look back, I see that I was yet to bloom. I was in the necessary messy process of finding my calling, of adjusting my life to make room for more of who I was. I had already ended an unhappy marriage engagement, already drawn boundaries around my parents' homophobic behavior, already begun my way forward. But back then I couldn't see this. Back then all I knew was that inside of me was a well of potential and possibility and vision, and I was far, far away from being that woman. These days, I get asked regularly what inspires me to take big risks, to have the courage and confidence to step out and go after what I want, whether that's in my marriage, my business, or in the small choices I make daily. Here's what it takes to have confidence to do whatever the F you want. A radical commitment to self-support. Why? Because you're only as confident and risk-friendly as you are committed to living in a way that is aligned with who you actually are, not who you think you should be, but who you are deep down, underneath all the masks, the defenses, the please like me, I'll be anything you want me to, the non-existent boundaries, the living according to our parents, bosses, friends, values, underneath all of that is you, in your essence. Instead of changing who you are in order to become the person you think you're supposed to be, your real job is to become more of who you actually are. And in order for you to feel brave enough to risk taking down the defenses, you're going to need a hell of a lot of support. I'm going to close this with a metaphor because nature is freaking awesome. For a lotus flower to bloom, it needs a lot of external support. The sun, the water, the nutrients from the soil. On its own, the flower bud is full of pre-bloomed lotus glory. But what it needs is the external support to be able to grow into itself, to reveal its potential. You, my friend, are a lotus flower. I see you preparing to bloom into more of who you are, but I also see you needing more support. And that's what I do. That's what Be With Monthly offers, the support to get you there. Registration for the first 3 months of Be With Monthly closes next Thursday. I don't want you to miss out on this precious opportunity to get the support you need. I know it's a big decision to invest in yourself, and it's probably not one you're used to making. It's money and time and more than anything, risking the possibility that things could be different. So here's the deal. I'm going to run another virtual workshop next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll send the link for it out on Tuesday morning. It's going to be a straight-up mini Be With Monthly. I'll do some teaching on getting out of your head and into your life. I'm going to come ready with the fillable downloads for you to work through. I'll prep an audio download for you to take the learning into your week just like this. And I'll take questions in real time and answer them. I'll also record the whole darn thing and send it to everyone on my list the very next day. Now here's the bonus. At the end of the call, I'm going to throw everyone's names who shows up in a raffle and give away a free coaching session. That's worth $170, y'all. Now, this is cray generous, my friends. As most of my circle will tell you, these days I don't really do free work anymore. Heck, even my sliding scale spots are more limited than ever, but this is important to me because I know from my own life and the lives of my clients what the appropriate support makes possible. I want you to show up because I want you to risk it, to be brave and vulnerable and imagine the possibility that you could feel like you're... Imagine the possibility. Let's try that again. Imagine the possibility that you actually get to live into who you are, into that potential you feel inside of you, the you that is at the heart of it all. If you're still wondering what living into your potential feels like, I made a little photo essay. Imagine four pictures. The first is of me and Tanya kissing on our wedding days. This is me on one of the happiest days of my life. My parents weren't at the wedding. And though their absence broke my heart, I married my sweetheart anyways, and we held the party of a century. I live according to my own values, desires, and dreams, even when others who I love don't agree or understand it. The next photo is of me holding a little sign. It says, "Dream bigger." I'm laughing. My computer is in front of me and a binder that says coach training on it. This is me, celebrating my coach training when I first began to see clients. This November, I will be celebrating 2 years of a deep, fulfilling, and life-changing coaching practice. I get to do what I love and what I am uniquely gifted at as my day job. My work changes people's lives, and I support myself by being a force for good in the world. The third photo is pretty badass. It's of me and my ovum from my wedding. Now, you probably don't know what an ovum is. simply said, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's the 7 women who surrounded me, plus my friend Sarah, and who basically walked me down the aisle. These are my closest friends, the ones who walk alongside me through every grief and joy. This is us on my wedding day, after they brought me forward to my wedding. With them, I show up as my full self. It means I'm never ashamed to ask for help. It means I feel comfortable saying no, and I never question our commitment to one another, even when there is conflict between us. The 4th photo is of me smiling in front of mountains, mountains, mountains. This is me traveling to do what I love. I now create opportunities to explore the world on my own terms. This photo was at an artist residency in Banff. This winter will see me in Joshua Tree and Austin, Texas. I no longer go on trips only as planned by a boss, a partner, or a friend. I create adventure. The last photo is of me sitting on the ground, holding my cards for self-care. This is my life as a creative. In the last 4 years, I wrote and performed a one-woman show that I premiered in Washington, D.C. I created Cards for Self-Care, working with a brilliant creative team, and sold over 600 decks, shipping them to 4 continents. I got to act in a short film, loosely based on my life and story, that I supported a friend of mine to make. And I created Be With Monthly, a coaching subscription that is unlike anything else out there in the industry. I live my life creatively, giving myself full expression, bringing what I imagine to life. Friends, none of this would have been possible without learning how to really, truly support myself. I don't feel like an underachiever anymore. I'm living my calling and the truth of who I know I am meant to be right here, right now. My darling, now it's your turn. In tender loving care, Barbara.